Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Monday morning mindfulness. We are just here to make your day better and remind you of the God-given spirit and natural talent that you have to make your way smooth. We're just here to make your day better. That's what we do on Monday morning mindfulness. Welcome. Be sure and join us at 7:15 for the mindfulness stress relief. Excuse me. Session. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and I'd like to welcome you to the week. It's the Labor Day weekend is over, actually. Today's the actual holiday. And it's Labor Day weekend. You know, they say stop wearing white. Honey, I wear white year-round. That's just what I do. So nobody's buying my wardrobe. I think I have the choice to wear whatever I want to wear, don't you? Okay. Anyway, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if today is your Earth Day, you're celebrating. And excuse me, let us always keep in mind the sick, the shut-in, the non-believers, and those who have given up hope. Never, ever, ever give up hope, because your blessing is right there at the end of the tunnel. So you just have to stay fast, stay focused, and know that your time is coming. And just be patient, and just know. And know. It is in the knowing that your, that it will be revealed, whatever it is that you need to know. So just know that. So today's topic is, this is it. The hidden messages from the Michael Jackson movie. It's a movie review with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq from Community Cultivations, who will be joining us in the 7:30 hour. And would like to say, hi to my Bidwist buddies at DuSable Park yesterday. Run a Boston, yes, my girl, Vicky. I hate to see it. George and Val, thank you so much for coming out, bringing the tents and all that good stuff. But baby, when Val and I ran at Boston, I mean, we sat a long time, but, you know, we got up too, but we went to Boston. In case you don't know what that is, that's Bidwist. We do play Bidwist. We are the Bidwist Queens. Yes, we are. Thank you very much. So, if you're listening online, thank you for joining us. We're on social media, on Instagram. My IG handle is Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U, or the number 2 and the letter me. I should say the word me. Don't ask me how I came up with both of those. But if you're also on Facebook, we're at facebook.com, HLNTV1, HLNTV1, and also Zelda Speaks. Now, on my blog, it's zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, and that is one of the, well, that is the main source of information that I leave you with, because over the weekend, I was informed that, I forgot, we have another page as well, our Instagram page, hln.homeless.project, because we're always working on ways to find money for the for the homeless to buy whatever they need, heaters, generators. You know, it's about to get cold, so they're going to need some more heaters and some more generators. So we would like for you to participate in that, and this way you can get something for your money, okay? And you can buy something, or you can just send in a donation, and we will show you ways in which to do that. Also, in ways to get money, to get money. Brother Rafiki Kai, I can't even give him a home base because he travels all over the world. Anyway, there is information on my blog, zeldaspeaks.blogspot. I'm sorry, I keep saying blogspot, and I got rid of that one. zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I was informed by the digital doctor he's referred to as. The data industry business is a $52 billion a year business. And our data, every time we pick up our cell phone, it's being recorded. And that information is being used by marketers to market products to us. And it seems like we're the commodity here. We are tools. And all of our information is being used. And all the apps that you download on your phone, I got 130. I had 130 because when I found out what he told me, I said, get rid of at least two-thirds of them, because they're making money off of us. Because when you download an app and you they ask your permission, yada, yada, and you say yes, you're saying yes to a whole lot of things that you know absolutely nothing about. So they're taking that information because you want the app, because you want the ringtone and all the other fancy things that go along with it. And you're paying for it and don't even know it. And you're paying in a big way. And you're paying in such a way that they're making money off of you. You're not making a dime. It's like we're just sheep. So go to zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com and see there's an hour video, but if you want it in increments, I put the special times there. And you can see exactly, you can go exactly to the point in the video that you need to see because there will be information there that's going to blow your mind. I was like, wow. Okay, so I was not pissed off. That's not the word. I was determined to not be one of those who just sits idly by and allow them to do, because now I know what I need to know. Anyway, so that's all there. Excuse me, on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Okay? So be sure and check it out. And be sure and check out the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. See that logo right there? You'll be at the right place. Oh, the one right there above my head. And also on the World Wide Web, higherlearningnetwork.org. Oh, and our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And be sure and check out diabeticdonut.com for the free PDF download on how I reverse type 2 diabetes. And I hate to alarm you, but there's a food shortage coming, and if you don't have your food, there's a trucker strike supposedly going on 9/11. And food will be a shortage like it was again. That's what I'm told. I don't know. I'm just sharing the information. Doesn't have to be right. Doesn't have to be wrong. Time will tell. As you know, when you go to the store, groceries are already high, and we're too lazy to cultivate our own food. Excuse me. So we're eating plastic, and we think we're eating food. Anyway, yeah, I said it. So if you're serious about what you put in your body, go to ZeldaRobinson.TowerGarden.com. And for pain and inflammation, you know I'm always talking about pain, go to Zelda.now.site. And if you are joining us tomorrow morning, and I know you are, it's Tuesday, Self-Care with Jody Susan of Susan Essentials. On Wednesday, it's Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, Repairing Family Relationships. Thursday, it's Dr. Debbie. Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie. And then Friday, Health and Wellness with Beata. And thank you for your positive energy. Excuse me. Beata was out last week, a little bit under the weather, but she's much better because she was on last night on Soul Purpose Healing. So if you didn't get a chance to see that show, you can see that show and all the other shows. But I forgot to tell you, on Sundays, the show is at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And just to back up for just a moment, excuse me, on Saturdays, first Saturday, which was this first Saturday, Nonviolent Communication with Jana, our London, England correspondent, and second Saturday, Love, Joanne Powers, third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah, and the fourth Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. So just in case you miss it, all the shows are in the lineup. And you can always hear them 24/7 in the archives. So that's available for you to see there. And right now, excuse me, it's time for your Monday morning mindfulness. The sun is in and it's got me sweating. Well, not the sun has me sweating. It's the tea that I drank this morning. You know, it pulls up everything out of you. And I'm wiping and blowing and sweating. And that's a good thing. So if you will just bear with me for just a second here, I'm going to read something for you. You don't need to see all that. And here we go. So today, I will be reading from Inspirational Conversations with Shalom with Israel. And I will be reading from September 7th, even though today is the 6th. It says, ever feel drained at the end of the day or the beginning of the day? Never too late to renew. Spirituality recognizes that unless we continuously renew our contract with the center of our being in quiet contemplation, that is meditation, prayer, and healthy thoughts, we will soon become depleted. It is vital to our mental and physical well-being that we position ourselves to receive the energies that guide us throughout the day. Busy schedules prevent us from scheduling private time. So take the time now, if only 5 minutes, and bless yourself. Yes, bless yourself. Better now than a day or a week off at the surgeon's office because we have neglected our own inner self for too long. In the words of ancient scripture, heal thyself. Inspirational Conversations with Shalom with Israel, available at ZelmaSpeaks.com. All proceeds benefit the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which airs every fourth Saturday right here on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And they compete for prizes and cash. And excuse me. We always make it our business to share that information and assist our youth in the process of developing their talent. So when you're there on our YouTube channel, I thank you in advance for subscribing. It's youtube.com Higher Learning TV Show. And they win prizes and cash, I already said. But this is a new sponsor, Roma Boots. And you'll see it on my blog when you go there. See all the kids? And every pair of boots you buy, I've got like 4 or 5 pairs. Every pair of boots you buy, they donate a pair to a kid in a country, a child in a country that has no shoes. There are so many children all over the world with no shoes, with their feet hanging out. So thank you, Roma Boots, for that. And we've also got some Brookfield Zoo tickets. They're $25 each. And you can win them here on the show. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And you can possibly win those tickets by simply requesting them. How about that? I'll take that from since today is the 6th, my 6th caller. How about that? Alrighty, it is time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation, so I ask you join in with me if you'd like to learn how to release some stress very quickly in your life. You simply sit up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor, nothing in your hands, nothing in your lap, nothing in your heart but that of love. Close your eyes and simply breathe in. Through the nose, hold it, and breathe out. Well, why do you have us hold our nose, hold our breath? Because at some point in time, you may need to hold your breath. And if you can't do it, you may not be around, especially if you can't swim, because we need to know how to swim. And many of us don't. I just learned how to swim in my 50s when I had an accident. So, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And your eyes should be closed. You should not be looking at me out of your eyelids. You should see nothing but the inside of your eyelids. So close those eyes. And let's inhale deeply. Hold it. Excuse me. And exhale. I ate something yesterday that is not agreeing with me, and I am very grateful that it didn't agree with me because it's coming up and it's coming out. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And now, as you continue breathing to yourself, giving thanks for the power of the breath, know that you are always at the right place at the right time doing the right thing, and you give thanks for the power of the breath because someone, somewhere, is unable to breathe on their own. And look at you, breathing all on your own. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Feeling the breath of life in our bodies from the top of our head, we give thanks. Because we have the brain power to control our breath, with which controls our entire breathing. If you can't breathe, you're uncomfortable, that is not a good place to be. So let's give thanks for the power of the breath as we inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this time as we breathe in, sending all the love and light through the breath through the top of the head as we inhale. And bringing the breath down through the forehead, the face, and the shoulders, and giving thanks for the power of the breath that is moving through the shoulders as you circulate those shoulders. Rotate those shoulders, yes, and stretch, and stretch, and stretch, and move, and stretch. Stretch like a cat. You know how they take a long deep stretch. That's what you're doing this morning. Does that feel good or what? As we inhale deeply, giving thanks for the power of the breath as we take these two fingers and this thumb and grab the back of the neck, massaging that vagus nerve, giving thanks for the electricity that is running from the tip of our back of our neck to the tip of our spine as we are massaging that vagus nerve, releasing stress and tension, as it automatically blesses the immune system. Oh, how about that? Oh, yeah. Try the other hand, too. These two fingers and a thumb. Yeah, just massage it, honey. Feels good. You're sending love and light and energy up and down the spinal cord. And it thanks you tremendously because it's still allowing you to sit up straight and breathe in. Exhale. And as you breathe out, sending more love and light and energy to the chest and the sides and the back and the buttocks. As we breathe in, sending more love and light and energy down through the thighs, rub those thighs and those knees and those legs as we send more love and light and energy as we inhale. Sending more love and light and energy down through the legs and the ankles and the arches and the instep. As we breathe in. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as it continues to move down through the top of the feet, the toes. Feel free to wiggle those toes. Yes, wiggle those toes. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we breathe in. Bringing that energy back up through the toes, wiggling those toes, sending that energy back up through the tops of the feet, and the ankles, and the arches, and the legs and the knees. Yes, giving thanks for the power of the knees, rubbing those knees that keep us mobile. They sometimes hurt, but that's okay too, because we send them love and light and energy by rubbing them, by giving them the energy, and continuing that rubbing motion on up through the thighs and the hips and the butt and the buttocks and the back and the sides. As we inhale deeply, rotate. Put your hands on your hips and let your backbone slip. Oh, shake it to the east. Oh, shake it to the west. Oh, shake it to the one that you love the best. Yeah, your hands are on the sides and you're massaging those hips and that waist as we breathe in. Oh, we're doing the higher learning hip roll this morning. And we move those shoulders because it feels so good as we breathe in. Bringing more love and light and energy back up through the solar plexus and to the shoulders as we stretch. Ah, yes, doesn't that feel good? As we stretch, as we breathe in. Bringing that energy back up through the face and the forehead, we give thanks for the power of the breath. as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we exhale, bend the head forward. Remember, you're sitting up straight. Don't want to get a crook in your back. And as you exhale, slowly rotate that head to the left. Sitting up straight, slowly. Slowly, you might feel a little pop in your neck. That's okay. That's just air moving between the ligaments. Slowly bringing the head around to the right and slowly bringing it back center. Head up. Inhale deeply. Hold it. As you exhale, bring that forehead back down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. Slow down. Moving too fast. Just move in increments so you can feel the stretch of that neck as you slowly bring it around to the left and slowly bringing it around to the right. Head up. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And as you exhale, turn your head to the left as far as you possibly can. Ooh, feeling the stretch in the right of the neck. Oh, yes, that feels so good. Exhale. Inhale deeply. Turning the head to the right as far as you possibly can. Ooh, yes, Lord, that feels good. Feel that stretch? Just be there with it for a minute. Yes. Oh, yes, that feels good. And bring the head back around. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Like a mini massage. A self-induced mini massage. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Now, how does that feel? Feel good? Still feel good? Let's feel good some more. Because today, I want you to think about the power of these two words. So close your eyes. Keep them closed. And think about the power of the words, I am. And I want you to speak to your own body, to your own personal body messages. We call them pain sometimes. But they are messages to let us know that something is awry. So we give thanks for the messages that come in the form of pain or inconvenience in the body, something that's just not right. We use these two words, I am. I am happy. I am healthy. Once more. I am whole and complete. And why do we say I am? Because I am is the infinite one. It is the power that keeps us here. It is the force that runs this universe. And we are a part of that universe. And we want to let that part of the universe know that we know that we're not in control, and we give thanks for it being in control so that we can continue to do the work that we need to do here on planet Earth. As we breathe in, we give thanks for the power of the breath in each and every muscle, tendon, ligament, joint, cell, every fiber of our being. We give thanks as we breathe in. We give thanks for the power of the brain that directs us all to do everything that we need to do. As we breathe in, we give thanks for the power of the breath that governs the heart. We give thanks that we have love in our hearts and we share that love. As we breathe in, we give thanks for the liver and the lungs and the pancreas and the spleen and the spine, all the organs that are working with us that we have no idea as we simply breathe in and as we breathe out. All of these organs are working on our behalf and we don't have to do a thing. All we have to do is breathe. As we inhale deeply and We give thanks for all of our body parts that are functioning this morning and those that are not functioning as we would like them to. We give thanks for them anyway, because you know what happens when you give thanks? You get more of what you're thankful for. All right? So just remember that. And I'd like to share with you the ancient Japanese technique that kills stress in 5 minutes, and today we're going to work on fear. Last week we worked on worry, which was the sun. And if you didn't see the show, please go back and see it at 7:15 on Monday Morning Mindfulness. Every week we do this. So this week we're going to work on this finger, and this is the finger for fear. There's something going on in your life, a loved one who is missing, or you're just afraid of what might happen, something that is not conducive to your well-being, and you're fearful because you're anxious about it and you just don't know what to do. This is the finger. Simply massage it and simply say, I release, let go of the fear because I am divinely guided and protected. Yep, this finger right here, this one. I release, let go of all fear. I have no need of fear. Fear does not help me. It does not work for me. And I release it and let it go right now as I inhale deeply. At any time I am feeling fearful, this is exactly what I will do. I will grab this finger and just rub on it and just love it and know that my life is in divine order. And so is yours. And just know that. And just know that this breathing exercise that you just experienced, you have just entered the happiness zone. Why? I don't feel happy as ever, but your body feels it. That's what matters. Because the way you feel on the inside shows up on the outside. How do I know that? I met a brother yesterday and I didn't meet him. I knew him. I still know him. And I see him all the time and he's always in a cheerful mood, but I saw him this time, he wasn't smiling. And his eyes were watering. He was walking real slow and I said, this is a health conscious brother, vegan and everything. Wasn't looking good. So I say that to say this to you. Take care of yourself. There's only one you, right? Yeah. So let us know what you think about today's Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. And you can send that, you can show that, I should say, by subscribing, by thanking us, by showing us your love and support by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And by sharing this, okay? And remember that. Anytime you're feeling any fear, just rub it. This is the finger. Point it in the other direction, not at you. It's 7:32. We will be going into our first commercial break here this morning. And if you'd like to join the show, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we will be right back. Okay, so.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care, from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships for introductory cost of $20. Please call, because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me. 312-802-4743.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Here this morning on the Female Solution. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Be sure and join us tomorrow, Self-Care with Jody Susan. And on Wednesday, Naima Latif and Kareem Hamid, Repairing Family Relationships. On Thursday, it's Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie. And Friday, Health and Wellness with Viata. Welcome back, Viata. And Saturday's first Saturday is the Nonviolent Communication with Jana, our London correspondent from London, England. Our second Saturday is Love, Joy, and Powers. Third Saturday is Move Around with Deborah. And our fourth Saturday is Wisdom with Mama D. And it's 7:38, and you know what that means? It is time to bring on our guest, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, with hidden messages from the Michael Jackson video. This is it. This is it, y'all. Call somebody and tell them we're on and let them know they're going to miss out this morning if they don't tune in. So welcome to the podium, to the microphone. That will be Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations. Welcome, and thank you for...
Peace be with you. Welcome. I'm glad to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners once again this Labor Day celebration. The work, the deed goes on, as they say, and there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of work to do, and again, I'm glad to have the opportunity to share with, you know, your listeners the things that I do and the insights that I've been blessed with about this issue. We wanted to talk about Michael Jackson and the work that he did in his life, with his life, which is what is most important. Is not how much money you make, but it's the intent that you have, your sincere intentions, and humanity that you are able to share and affect other people with. That is the work of being a human being. And the Holy Quran says that he who fails to cultivate his soul has missed the object of life. And we want to try to impact on people that it's not about how much money you make, and it's not about how much fun you have. It's really a very, life is a very serious thing, and we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray into thinking that it's something other than that.
Yes.
And we're here to try to bring that into focus whenever we can, and to let people know that we could do much better.
Yes. And I'm so glad you said. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that we wanted to start off with this discussion with a piece of Michael Jackson's work, piece that everybody will recognize. I think we've played it before. If you don't mind, I can go ahead and start it now.
Please do.
Okay.
We do not this music, so you know.
There was a time when we need a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying.
Make a better
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All righty, Michael Jackson, we are the world and we do not own the rights to this music. No, we do not. We
no,
don't
we
want
don't.
Them to stay coming at us. That's just something
okay,
we have
I didn't
to play.
That's why I didn't play the whole thing. But I think it's very important to recognize that Michael Jackson was a very important person in our lives, in the lives of American people, especially African American people, and that Michael is the name of an angel, in Christian and Muslim scriptures. Michael, Michael, is designed as one of the archangels of the Most High, the Creator, who he sends on special missions. And from the time Michael Jackson came on the scene as part of the Jackson 5 back in the 60s, he has made a tremendous angelic impact on the American people and people throughout the world as he grew older and wiser.
Mm-hmm.
And the last piece that he did was This Is It. And I'm not going to play that one, but the idea is that from beginning to end, his message has been an evolving one. Touched our hearts initially in a way that really opened our hearts to him and the messages that he brought. His enthusiasm, his musical acumen. Continued to evolve, and I think he evolved us as well. And I'm convinced that if we reflect on that message, overall, we will come to recognize an awakening in Michael Jackson as he grew in strength and in power and influence in the world, to recognize that there are people in this world who are really controlling and dominating the agenda, and that these are not good people. These are not people who give a damn about us,
amen,
the common people. They don't care about humanity at all. In fact, their object is to take the innocence that he's reflected in his early days with the Jackson 5, the sincerity, the humanity that he showed, that he demonstrated, that he touched us with, and that their object is to destroy that. And they almost destroyed his.
Yeah.
As he grew older and older, he became more and more of a freakish kind of a character, reflecting the androgynous unisex, not being black, not being white, doing plastic surgery on his face to change his features to look more Caucasian. And this is when he really started to wake up to realize how he was being used and manipulated in ways that he didn't like. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to come into the same level of consciousness that we are being manipulated, that we are being influenced in ways that are really taking us out of our human character and away from our human destiny,
mm-hmm.
which is towards fulfillment of our human character, our human spirit. And human, as I've said on a number of occasions, is about us being giving and caring. We use the word love a lot, but caring is what it's really all about. It's really about, we've turned love into a sex thing. But it's really about caring. Human life is about having the humane character and the humane motivation to want to do something to help, even if it means your life. And I believe Michael Jackson realized that what he was doing was wrong and that it was not in the best interest of humanity, and that he changed and went on a kind of a warfare to use his celebrity in a way that would impact people to care more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did a good job, and may God, Allah, bless him with a paradise.
Amen. Because he definitely gave his life for it, because when they saw what he was trying to do, it's like, no, you don't go and do those kinds of things. We run this world. You know, he was a very astute businessman. And when you are in the music industry, they don't want you tapping into the business of the business. They want you just to perform. That's your job, is just to perform. But Michael
Shut
said,
up and dribble.
Yeah.
Shut up and dribble is what they told LeBron James.
Oh, wow. Shut up and dribble. Wow.
So this is what I think is where we are in the world right now. We are at a critical point. The situation with the flooding and the devastation of the hurricanes, and there are more on the way. The fires on the West Coast, the COVID disease that's ravaging the world. And I think it's important that we understand that it's not just America that we ought to be concerned about. And the biggest concern we have to be about America is how badly we've been misled with this fun mentality and this America First mentality. And with all that we have in this country that we've been blessed with, we got a lot of that we need to be doing to affect a better image of our country, of our identity as people, in terms of how we address and affect and care about the rest of the world.
Amen. I agree with that, because we've just been taught to focus on me. It's all about me. Like you said, fun.
Foolishness. It's a foolish, very, very foolish. For with all the education that we have, I think Americans are some of the biggest damn fools in the world in terms of how we are being misled and have been habitually locked into a behavior pattern habitually that keeps us from even thinking like human beings. And all that we see with the violence and the senseless killing of children by cowardly people who don't have the nerve to even come and confront the people they're shooting at, but they stand a mile away and just shoot and can't hit the broadside of a barn. This is all indicative of a very, very low level of humanity and consciousness that represents the end, as far as I can see. I don't see us making it unless we do some serious changes. And we can do it. I believe it's within our grasp that the Almighty is really trying to help us to overcome this difficult mindset. And allowing these terrible things to happen is a way of shaking us and stirring us and slapping us in the face to make us realize that we got to change. We've got to do better than this. And if we don't, there are going to be serious consequences.
Yes, sir. Right.
And that's my message today for Labor Day. This is the work that we got to do. We got a lot of work to do, but it won't be that difficult once you make up your mind, once you understand, once you deeply feel the reality of where we are, how we got here. I don't think it'd be a problem getting us to be motivated to go to a different place.
Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly. So how do we move forward? That's the question.
Well, I think it begins with sincere prayer. I've said that over and over again. You got to be sincere. You got to really want to do better. And better is not getting more money and having more fun. That's not better. We need to stop having fun. I don't care if I never go to another party in my life.
I know that's right.
I don't care if I ever go to a football game or a basketball game. Would not bother me in the least.
Amen.
But if I don't do something to elevate my spirit and to bring me closer to my Creator through the work that I do, through the effort that I make in my life, then I ain't doing nothing.
Mm. You're just taking up space.
Being worse than that, you're being a fool. You're being a tool and a fool for those who are out to destroy the miracle of humanity.
Yes.
And I ain't for that. And I don't think you and because I also understand and appreciate the reality that this is not all there is. That once we leave this world, it is our works, it is the work that we do with our life that will determine whether or not we're going to make it into the next and what state we're going to be in the next life, because there is something else coming. And there's not going to be a Johnny Cochran that's going to defend you and make your life worthy just because he's a good lawyer and he gonna stand up and speak to the Creator on your behalf. No,
right.
That ain't justice. You reap what you sow.
Amen.
You get what your hand called for. What goes up must come down. And if you ain't got nothing coming, don't look for it.
Okay.
And that's part of the foolishness that has led us to where we are, is that we believe that we can do anything and that it's going to be okay, that we got a good lawyer who's going to stand up for us because we believe in that lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that on Judgment Day, our lawyer is going to say, this is one of my boys. He believed in me, and therefore he's supposed to get a pass into the gates of paradise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. That ain't the way it works.
Mm.
And somebody has lied to us.
And we believed it.
Well, you know, you can believe in anything until the reality starts to hit. If you think you planted an apple tree and you start to get pears, somebody has lied to you.
See, you can see the handwriting on the wall, and you know it's not true.
You know that ain't no apple.
it don't even look like an apple.
So
what's
getting real.
And that takes some work. You know, we'd rather put in extra hours on the job than spend an hour a day on ourselves, trying to be a better human being and trying to find out what the real meaning of this life is all about. Because this is it, as Michael Jackson would say. This is it. Whether you like it, whether you believe it, whether you trust it, this is it. Question is, what are you going to do with it? That's the question.
I think
it is 8:01, and if you just joined the conversation, we're discussing this is it, hidden messages from the Michael Jackson video with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation, and we will be right back, so you stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
It's 8:05. We're joined this morning with Lionel Abdul-Haq, brother of Community Cultivation, and we're discussing the hidden messages from the Michael Jackson video, This Is It. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. If you'd like to share your comments this morning or have a question for our host, Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq, as we continue the show, bringing Brother Lionel on, and he says it is time for us. This is it. Yeah, y'all, this is it. And it's time for us to get busy and stop the fool. Go ahead, Lionel.
Yep, time to go to work. And another point I want to make is with regard to 9/11, the situation of the very horrific situation that resulted in the death of 3,000 people initially. But many, many more have died since then as a consequence of 9/11. And we have a serious problem with the situation continuing to escalate and people refusing to accept the reality that we've been misled, bamboozled, run amok, and led astray. And that's my objective, is to try to make us aware that this is not something that's normal, it's not natural, and it's not right. I want to play another excerpt from a speech by Eisenhower, former President Eisenhower. His farewell message to the American people.
Who is that that you were about to play?
Former President Eisenhower.
Oh, okay.
His farewell address to the American people.
Okay.
The United States has no constitution. American leaders are out there, good. With time, and their desire, they show it as well. But we are no longer risking bringing the improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Adding to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large armed industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, and even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all in loss. It is the very structure of our society. In the council of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwanted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or our democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen can compare the proper mission of the new industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful effective growth. So let's secure the liberty of a prosperous together.
Okay. Those are excerpts from, that was almost the entire speech. But he was warning, I hope it came across clearly.
No,
he was warning us about the collusion of the military industrial complex. But it was, he had taken out the congressional. There was supposed to have been the military congressional and industrial complex involving the government as well. And when you And this is where we are, basically, that our politicians are not listening to the people. They're listening to the people who are getting paid and who are paying them to create wars that send our children into very, very dangerous situations and have people hating us all over the world because of the evil that we are doing in the name of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to, this is how seriously we have to get real here in America. We are being made the instruments of a satanic influence that is out to destroy the miracle of humanity. This may not sound like a lot of fun.
No.
It ain't a good holiday presentation, but Labor Day is about the work of life, and it should be, and not just a momentary thrill. And the labor of our lives should be for things that reflect the humanity of our lives.
Mm.
And this is not it. What we're doing in the world is being manipulated, and we are being misled, and there are other people who are suffering the consequences tremendously. And we got to be real about that.
And until we do, nothing will change. But
it's changing every day. These hurricanes and these fires are changing a whole bunch of things in America, and the worst is yet to come if we don't get rid of it. Repentance has always been the option of people who have nations that have fallen in the past. They rise and fall on the same principles, and when you violate those principles, you will fall. It's just a matter. And this is not a pretty picture that I see coming to America, and we could do something about it. We can make a difference if we're willing to embrace sincerely the reality that we've been misled.
It is 8:13. You are listening to Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation in reference to the Michael Jackson video, This Is It. And this is your time to share your thoughts, opinions, or comments or questions for Lionel as we go to the phone lines, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Area code 314-677. Your microphone is open. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Pianchi. How are you today?
Wonderful, Pianchi. Thank you for calling this morning.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I got two things.
Okay.
One, on your breathing exercises, I think
yes,
you should cut those a little bit short, because when I get to three, I pass out.
When you get to three what?
Three breaths, like you demonstrate.
Oh, the three breaths are a little bit too much for you?
Yeah, it makes me pass out.
Oh,
and I don't
we
want
don't
to take advantage of.
Oh, no, we don't want to take advantage of nobody. So I should bring that down to the, what, 2 minutes now?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe two deep breaths. That'd be plenty.
Okay. Pianchi, spell your name for me, please.
Pianki. But on the other topic that your guest, I have to kind of disagree. I think that one of the major things that nations should have is the ability to defend itself. See, you got to clothe, educate, medicate, and you got to be able to defend. And I have no problem with the United States being the preeminence of the world. I wouldn't want to see that change, because if it did change, a lot of other things would change. If this was a communist state, Well, your professional athletes would not be gathering the type of salaries and fees that they gather. It would all be dictated. And that is something I don't think people would want to exchange. You know, I have been noticing for quite some time in my lifetime that there has been forces that's been trying to destroy the fabric of the United States.
Yes,
you can see it all over the place. Yes. Most recently with these attempts and attacks on indoctrinating children in your school system.
Yes.
And you have these entities from teachers' unions to principals and school boards in particular that they think that they have a proper formula for teaching your children. No, I have to beg the difference. That is the parents' responsibility, not the teachers. It's not the governor's responsibility to tell private schools that you have to wear a mask. Well, in a private school, you have no authority there. Yet it's not a public school. That's up to the parents to make that decision. The same thing in the warfare. I think that we have to have a strong defense. There are nations and entities within these nations which have been proved that they are trying to destroy the system that exists in the world, especially that which is propagated by the United States of America. Now, I wish that refugees coming out of Afghanistan would go to Pakistan, Turkmenistan, rather than coming all the way to the United States. If you go to Pakistan, you got a familiarity with your food that you eat, a familiarity with your language, and a familiarity with your culture. Why are you coming to the United States? And it goes to other members in other countries, too. Say what you
can
want,
respond?
They get better. That's fine.
Can I respond to you, brother?
Absolutely.
Can I respond? Yes, sir. Peace be with you, brother. I wanted to respond by first of all saying that we are the government of America. The government of America is already teaching us, and is teaching our children. It regulates very much what goes into the classrooms and what comes across the airwaves of mass media, and this is the greatest, the biggest, most influential orientation that we get is from mass media. And what we're getting from mass media is undermining our intelligence, is undermining our unity, is undermining our humanity to the degree, and has been doing so for quite some time. It didn't just start recently. And what is being requested and demanded in some cases is that we begin to examine what it is that we're being taught. And the miseducation that Dr. Carter G. Woodson talked about in his book, The Miseducation of the Negro, is not just against the Negro, but it is definitely a miseducation. And we need to get real about that. Now, as far as war, as far as the need for us to have a standing army and so on and so forth, I can't disagree with that in the sense that we're in a dangerous world and there are people who are out to do the same thing to us that the people who are in power in America are doing to us. They would just like to do it in a different way and where they would benefit. But people are being misled and exploited all over the world by small groups of individuals who are unified and have the resources to manipulate masses of people like cattle and sheep. And we have to stop being cattle and sheep is my objective, is to try to get us to stand up and be men and women, human beings who care and who think and who are not afraid to speak truth to power.
But, you know, on the issue of the government, federal government shouldn't be teaching you your children anyway. If you look at state constitutions and also state statutes, and I don't know all of them, but I know some of them, and I know Missouri come to mind. Missouri state statutes put that power with the, for themselves, the parents. Now, if the people and the parents relegate that authority and that power and that assignment to others, well, you get what you get. But on the other hand, there are many that say, we don't want government instructing us on how to teach our children. Nor do we want school board. That school board gets its directions from the parents, the district. That's the way the law is written in Missouri. It says the textbooks, curriculum, and instruction material shall not be mandated by the state. It shall come from the local districts, and those are people. Now, if people don't understand how to do that, well, they suffer.
Well, the people who are elected to those school boards, who develop the curriculums for these schools, what they're teaching about the history of the world is inaccurate. I don't care who they are. They're lying. They're not telling the truth. They're not telling the truth in a way that really reflects the humanity and the unity of the world. That it is a divided, it's shallow, just like white supremacy is not an accident in this country. The idea of white supremacy has been taught to people. The image that they have given us of Jesus in the church, the images that they showed of the cowboy with the white hat being the good guy and the bad guy being the one with the black hat. This is not an accident. That was a matter of choice. And these are not, these are disinformation. This is miseducation. This is willful, deliberate programming of people's thinking to identify certain ideas as being good and some as being bad. And even the idea that we just started recently getting people of different nationalities on TV, to be a part of the programming, that's not an accident. They knew what they were doing when they were only showing white people on TV and in the movie and showing everybody else as being inferior. They knew what that was about. Imagery is a big part of the educational programming that we receive, and the result of it is what we got. Racism, deeply rooted in our thinking, even in black people, we are racist. Many of us hate ourselves, and it's not by accident. It's because of the programming that we have received. The miseducation that we have received that made us hate ourselves. And this is a reality, brother, that we have to change.
Well, you know, I hear people talk about others hating themselves. I really don't see that.
Brother, you nigga, it wouldn't take much.
Can I say what I got to say that way? I won't be miseducated.
Well, we don't want to belabor the discussion. You've made a number of very succinct points, and there may be other people on the line
I don't think
it's a good idea for you to take up too much time. You made a couple of points already, and we've responded to them.
I would hope that you would
allow somebody else to come on too.
Well, if you don't want me on your program, don't answer the phone.
I didn't say I didn't want you on. I think you've made a couple of points already. And
why
I think coming to continue with the debate,
to
continue with the debate about it is not helpful.
Why do we have to develop it to these arguments, sir?
Pardon me?
Why do we have to develop it to these arguments?
Because you continue to want to keep going on with it.
I don't see, if there is miseducation going on, then that's how the people are letting that happen. It's your children. It's you. Mine did not listen to me and so on, like you made the point. As far as history is concerned, there's two sides to the history story. In time, you have loud voices that try to propagate the one. Both sides, history is inaccurate. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Pianca. We appreciate your call. Let's take another call, 779-801. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to today's subject? This is it. 779-801. Check your mic to see if you are muted. You're live on the Female Solution, 779-801.
Great Grand Rising, this is Maika. I hadn't been my mic hadn't been open.
Maika, stay right at the star of the microphone. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And greetings to your guests and your audience. You know, when I had my radio show, Let's Talk About It, I had a show on white supremacy. I don't know the exact name, but one of the things that I asked was, I said, now I know you've invested a lot of time in your education, getting a job or building a business and starting a family, but how much time have you invested in getting white supremacy out of you? Of course,
ooh,
I got no answer.
Ooh.
But that's important for us to think about, because if you haven't spent any time getting white supremacy out of you, you've accepted it. And you've accepted it to the degree, as long as I'm comfortable, it's all right with me.
Mm.
And that's a lot of times, that's what we're dealing with out here in the world when we're dealing with each other. We're dealing with the comfortable people, the people who've just settled into white supremacy.
Mm.
Now, the United States has invested in businesses, that corporations that are from the United States have invested a lot of money and energy in disrupting other countries. One of the reasons so many refugees are coming from South America and Central America and Mexico is because their economies have been disrupted. Their rivers have been polluted. Their lands have been polluted by us, by our corporations. Because when you leave the United States, the laws that govern corporations in America, it's not taken around the world. I think it ought to be a law that if you are a business or corporation in America, you have to keep that standard wherever you go in the world. So a lot of these wars that are developing coming from the little penis and the awkward mind. The mine of destruction. It's not to protect America. Nobody's threatening America. The Afghanistanis did not threaten America. They just grew their poppy, you know? And poppy is, and everything is based on demand. So if you don't want your people to use it, you have to develop a system whereby they don't want it. That's how you end that kind of stuff. So there are people, I hear there are people who pray every day for the destruction of America because of what Americans have done to their country. And we do need to repent. It's obvious we need to repent. And if I was in New Orleans right now, I'd be moving someplace else. Thank you.
Wow, that's powerful. Thank you, Maika, our sister of the microphone. Thank you for calling in and sharing that information today. That was powerful. Thank you. It's 8:30. We need to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, Lionel, you can respond to that. So just stay.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, We will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Welcome back to Monday Morning Mindfulness. This is it, Hidden Messages from the Michael Jackson video with Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq. Lionel, did you want to comment on that last call?
I agree with the sister. She's making some very good points about the reality of what's going on. We've been misled. A big part of our problem, again, is our escapism mentality, the fact that we want to have so much fun. We're like little children. We want to play all the time. The only reason why we go to work is to make money so we can go out and play. That's not an adult, mature, responsible, humane mindset. And we've been given that mindset. It didn't just happen. We if you look at the programming that we've received over the years, it becomes very clear. Mass media is a powerful instrument. Mass media programming is a powerful tool. And, you know, we got to realize that this is not something that just happens. It is really the way we've been programmed. And can I play a little something else?
Sure, go right ahead.
That really speaks to that.
It is audio, not video. Music, right?
It's a poem.
Oh,
the last poets.
Okay. Good.
Thing called the Moon Machine.
Okay. You're listening to that of the.
By the last poets. Everybody ought to have that in their library.
Okay. Mean Machine by the last poets.
Yep. And they break it down. This was from the 60s. They are the original rappers. And they did another piece which got them banned from even being played on the radio called America is a Terrorist.
Ooh.
You ought to have your that too. It's kind of hard to find, but this is the reality. It's not pretty. It's not something that's pleasant to hear, but it is the truth. That these people who have controlled mass media programming in particular and who have influenced the educational processes of not only the public schools, but the universities and colleges. The reason why you have these so-called fraternities and secret societies like Skull and Bones at Yale University. This is not a joke. These people are serious. And
yep.
They have an agenda. They have an agenda that does not include your best interest.
Amen. Say that. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We're trying to get a few more calls in before excuse me. The show is over as we go to 336. 350, you're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising, Sister Zelda. Can you hear me?
Yes, is that Mama AZ?
Yes, ma'am. The nurse woke me up, and I looked at the clock. I said, dang. Anyway, I tuned in late, and greetings. I'm still in the facility here in Tucson at Gables. But greetings, Brother Lionel, and thank you. Thank us for the jewels of wisdom that you are on time with. That little nurse, she's Indian, black, and or indigenous. And it was just amazing that she woke me up so that I wouldn't miss the rest of the show. And I'm getting to a point. And thank you, Dr. Maika and Brother Pianchi. Dr. Maika, what you said, it was so on point as well. Now, what I want to ask Brother Lionel and Brother Pianchi, what's your opinion about teaching our children how to safely, people, not to kill somebody, not to be violent, especially when you do the things that Brother Kwame Sunhorse and I do, you know, on the Overground Railroad, on the land, being with Mother Earth. What's your opinion about teaching your intelligent tribe, your family members, your children, how to correctly use firearms, because it's necessary. You wouldn't have heard me say this a couple of years ago, but what I have been seeing, and I'm not talking about all of the mass killings of each other, there are other things that are coming down the pipeline. And many people who look like us, we are so goddamn miseducated on both sides, everybody. What do you think about teaching in a good way, family, the use of firearms to our intelligent young people who have not been distorted? I'm asking.
Alrighty, thank you, Mama AZ, calling from Arizona.
Thank you, sister, and hope your recovery continues, and you're in my prayers all the time.
Always, Mama AZ, we appreciate you. Thank you for that question, Lionel.
Well, I'm okay with the idea of using firearms in the sense that it has value. It is to some extent necessary. I think the greatest need, I mean, the only need right now I can really point to is in terms of defense. And if people know you have one, they're not as likely to want to bother you. But the idea of real security is not in firearms. The real security, I think, is in obeying God, understanding the realities that our Creator has been taken out of our lives in any real sense. We don't reflect, we don't obey, we don't follow, we don't practice the ideals and the guidance of our Creator. And I think that's where our greatest security lies. If we practice what we preach, we would be in a much better situation in terms of where our hearts and minds would be and how it would be inspired by those disciplines of fasting and prayer and doing good deeds. I'd like to say that I think that things are improving. I see a great improvement in the amount of trash that I see on the streets. I see people picking up trash and stuff more. Things like that really make a difference. It's not a big thing, but it is in the sense that if more people will exercise the fundamental motivation to want to do something to improve on the quality of life, they would pick up the trash that's all over the streets. And God would bless us by virtue of the fact that you put forward some effort, therefore you deserve a reward. You deserve a blessing. And that is not what's happening on a broader scale that it should. And this is where I think we need to really focus. I would like to see, instead of focusing on firearms, we focus on obeying and doing things that are good that will help the community. Regardless of how small it may seem, it can make a big difference. And God blesses us for the good that we do, and we need blessings.
And that is the voice of Brother Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivation as we are discussing This Is It. Hidden messages from the Michael Jackson video as we go to try to get some more phone calls in before the show is over in about 15 minutes. 706-202, you are live on The Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. Sister Zelda.
Peace be with
you. This is Brother Kwame Sunhorse. I'm calling you that I sit on these stolen lands in Georgia from the Muscogee Creek Nation. And it's been a good talk, and greetings to Assalamu Alaikum, Brother Lionel, and to the other guests, Mama AZ, and all those that are listening. We look at something, you're talking about weapons, and Mama AZ made a good point, but the other part is overstanding too, that we are weapons, because in order to shoot a weapon, you have to pull the trigger. And each human has a trigger. And how do you explode? How do you react to situations of, quote-unquote, white supremacy? Then if there is white supremacy, what are we? And that's the thing that we have to begin to self-investigate. Because if you're telling someone else that they are supreme over, then what are you telling yourself? We have to begin to understand that we have been, like you're saying, miseducated and bamboozled. But the part of it is that the first government is the creator and nature. Nature has, there's cosmic law, there's universal law, there's natural law. Man is out of order because he's created and gone against nature's law. And nature's wrath is showing him who's really in charge. But what we have to do as human beings, in that we have to know that we come onto this earth to become part of nature's grandness. And we have given someone else the ability to define who we are, because they say power is the ability to define someone's reality and make them to believe that which is not their own reality. Power is the ability to define someone's reality and make them believe that which is not their own. When you believe that somebody is greater than you, then you're saying God has made what Father Lawless said in Chicago, is God don't make no junk. So
okay.
Every breath and heartbeat that we take, we are connected to the Creator, because when you stop breathing and your heart stops beating, you have returned back to the source that gave you the energy to use this body. So what we have to begin to understand is know thyself. And this is part of what happens is that the destruction of a nation begins in the home. The home is the first governing part of the human life and how we govern and raise our children, how we create what is the relationship as to who we are to each other as human beings. And this is a funny thing, because the sun has risen, and when it has risen, everything that it shines light on casts a shadow. And if you look at the ground, every shadow is the same color. So how are you going to say that something as powerful as the sun that gives us energy and life and love, the part of it is being able to cast a shadow, and you're saying that you're greater than the sun? That's arrogance. That's man's problem. And that you want to be greater than that which you are created from the greatness of. And these are the challenges that we have to look at, the overground railroad, because what's over us is the Milky Way galaxy. And we are a part of that galaxy, and we have to reconnect, but we have to also know that we're connected to the ground, to the earth. Soil gives life, because we are made from that, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We're going back to being soil. So the part of it is we have a time to choose, because there's two things until you take your last breath. You have choice and change. And if you want change, it begins as an inside job.
Amen. Wow. Woo. That's Brother Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Thank you so much for calling in and commenting. Brother Lionel, would you like to respond?
Well, it's only the body that goes back to the earth. The spirit is not the body. And so I agree with most of what he says, and I appreciate his call.
All righty. It is 8:51. Excuse me, got about 6 minutes here left before the show is over. Did I take this call? Yes, I think I did. 336-350. I think that was Mama AZ. Was that Mama AZ?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Zelda. I wanted to just let Brother Lionel know I wholeheartedly agree with picking up trash. And thank you for letting me know, because in all of my travels back and forth to the Res, to South Dakota, North Dakota, everywhere, I would stop and get a bag from the grocery store and pick up the trash in the parking lot after I had gassed up and got what I needed to get out of that convenience store. And it bothered me. And even when I was in Oklahoma, I never seen so much trash in my people's land. My people come from there, and I would just go to the parking lot every moment I got and pick up trash and take it back to the grocery stores and the Walmart, wherever I was, and say, look, this doesn't have to be. You have people that are paid. Keep the parking lot clean. So I'm grateful to hear that, Brother Lionel. Thank us for sharing that. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Mama AZ. Prayers are with you, my dear. Brother Lionel?
Yes. I'd like to play one more thing before I go.
And while you're finding that, let me share a comment from Vietta Robinson, who says, too bad don't believe in white supremacy. I need to renew the mind and detox from the lies that have been promoted over the years. Most children don't believe in the lies, so let us learn from the children. Wow. Thank you, Vietta. She says, I pick up trash all the time if it's in my ability. Yeah, we live here on this planet. It's our responsibility to keep it clean. And we can't wait on the city to do that.
Well, we want to throw it down. We the one throwing the trash on the ground in the first place, and it ends up in the sea, and it's killing the fish in the water, and it's destroying the planet. So everything has an effect, cause and effect. Here's the piece I want to play, Sack Full of Dreams. Sack Full of Dreams, the Grady Tate. Beautiful piece of music. I highly recommend people listen to that.
Now, who was that again?
Grady Tate. Sack Full of Dreams.
Grady.
Grady.
Oh, Grady.
G-R-A-D-Y. Yeah, Grady Tate. Jazz drummer. I think that was the only song he ever recorded. But,
oh, wow.
It was a classic, and it speaks a lot to the humanity that is missing in the world, and that we can restore, that we can restore. We restore those basic human characteristics. He sings about children playing in the street, running in the rain, kites flying hope through a summer sky. You know, this is, it may seem like small things, but these are things that reflect our human character. And it picking up trash, you know, giving a good greeting to people, smiling, talking to people, not being afraid of each other. This is what's missing. And it didn't get this way overnight. It's been programmed into us. And we have to recognize, and we have to get real.
And sorry, y'all, but we got to let some of the fun go. That's just how it goes. We've had enough fun to laugh a life.
It could be fun picking up trash. You can make that a fun thing. It ain't got to be a drudgery.
Right.
You know, you can skip up and down the street picking up trash if you want. It ain't about living up, giving up fun, but the fun that we have where we are. Competing with each other for money or something, or the spirit of fun and play has changed. It's not about the competition aspect has risen to a level that is hateful and mean spirited. That is not, that's part of the problem too. And we need to understand that our humanity is about caring about each other. And about sharing with each other. And it's not about beating each other.
You are right on target. I'm thinking about yesterday where seniors, myself, going to bed with show today, but you can on Sunday afternoons. And as we are about half today, I'm looking at all of the trash that is on the ground. And I'm thinking to myself, now here I am with a bunch of seniors. I'm a senior myself. And the average person there is 60 plus. I'm looking at all this trash on the ground. And I was like, my goodness, how did I contribute to this? So the thought came to me, it's like, don't worry about how you contribute to it. Just get up and pick up something. Maybe somebody's watching you and somebody will get up and pick up something too. And I did that. And somebody else got up and started picking up something too. So if we want something to be different, we have to be the example.
And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female,
in order to move forward. So I want to thank you, radio
host. And demand that these businesses do it too. These businesses used to clean up in front of their store.
Yes.
They don't do that no more.
No. We have to stand in and step up and do the work ourselves. We can't rely on anybody else. You want to give us your final contact information before you leave, Lionel?
No problem. 773-642-1453. I appreciate hearing from anybody. Let us continue to work and pray for peace.
Amen. Did you get that? That number is 773-642-1453. If you would like to speak to Lionel, he would love to speak to you too, to have a stimulating conversation. So please call him at this number. You can see it right there on the screen, 773-642-1453. Thank you so much, Brother
Lionel.
Thank you.
And we look forward to having you back here in October. We'll do it all over again. So thank you so much, Lionel. Greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, my dear.
Thank you.
Thank us. After show with my own Naima Latif. And before we do that, we've got another comment here. This is Viata says, amen, senior trash workers getting the exercise. Yes, we was getting that exercise. I was like, I cannot believe all this trash sitting up here. I mean, it's just all, you know, a cup here, a fork there, a little piece of plastic here. All that stuff adds up. And it's like I'm sitting outside in the grass on a Sunday afternoon enjoying the jazz because all the steppers out there and they're doing their thing. I'm just sitting there watching. And I just happen to look, and I see just all around me, like I put it there, right? I see a cup, a spoon, a fork, a napkin, or some plastic. I was like, oh, no, this can't work. Let me get up and pick up something. I picked up something from somebody else. Okay, so if we want something different, we can't wait on someone else. We have to be that person that makes the first effort. So thank you so very much for sharing that, my sister of the microphone. And if you enjoyed today's show, and I certainly hope you did, please go to our Facebook page and sign up. This show was sponsored today by Dr. J at Wicker Park Chiropractic Health, 606 Health, where they offer recreational cannabis certification and medical certification, 773-276-7300. And that is the number to contact them. I have had the privilege and pleasure of being on the, global virtual teen talent contest. You'll see it scrolling there below. The next contest is on Saturday. It's every fourth Saturday from 12 noon until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, where our youth ages 13 through 19 come together, and we have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. So I know you have some children in your family, 13 to 19, and we've even had preteens. It's like they're 9, 10, 11. We may have four-year-olds in it. So we submit. We don't turn anybody down. So you can send that to us and at hlntvshow@gmail.com. I'm going to create that for you here. Email. Oh, actually, I've got it in here somewhere. Just give me a second to find it. We want all of our children to be a part of this. And there's free registration for the Virtual Global Teen Talent Contest Saturday, September 25th, 12 noon to 1 p.m. And they can email that one-minute video clip via YouTube. It has to be via YouTube to our email, hlntvshow@gmail.com. That's hlntvshow@gmail.com. And that is the Virtual Global Teen Talent Contest every 4:30. So get them in. Don't wait till the last minute because they can win prizes. They can win cash. Did I say cha-ching? Okay, so get that information in. And it is now time for the after show, in which we are joined by my sister, executive producer of The Female Solution. That would be Naima. Grand Rising, my sister. Thank you for joining us this morning on the after show.
Grand Rising to you, and it's always such a pleasure to speak to our listening and viewing audience. Thank all of you for sharing your thoughts and listening to the wisdom shared by our guests. And there are a couple of things that I'm motivated to address. First of all, the issue of weaponry. Pardon me a moment. Let me turn off the sound so that you don't get an echo so much.
Well, she changed that. Just let me tell you to be sure and go to our YouTube page and sign up. Higher Learning TV show. You see it right there, youtube.com, Higher Learning TV show. And our new Facebook page, HLN TV show. Okay? Gotcha. And she's back.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm up on multiple devices, so
yeah.
I, you know, that's making
you know, I've always got something else to read here, so it's good.
Yes. But now, the issue of weapons. Everything is either a tool or a weapon, depending on your belief. And everything carries an energy based on the belief you have and the thought you have about the thing.
weapons are something that you use when you believe you're going to be attacked.
Mm.
So the energy that you project at that thing is really the energy of fear.
Mm.
And we know that we live in a universe that is energetic, and like attracts like. So if you are living in a state of fear of attack, you then attract attack.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If you are living in a state of peace, you attract peace. So if you understand what you are drawing to you by your belief that someone has the power to attack you and harm you, then you will not only change your thoughts, you'll change the environment. Just as you were just talking about picking up trash. Trash in your environment says, I am unworthy of cleanliness.
Ooh.
And comfort. I am unworthy.
Ooh.
When you allow it to stay, then you are affirming, I am unworthy of cleanliness and comfort. When you pick up the trash, then you change the energy by saying, I am worthy of cleanliness and comfort. So unworthiness to live in a decent environment is the same energy as, you know, I am unworthy of safety. I am unworthy of security. I will be attacked. So that's why you see crime happen in areas where there is trash. So if we want to change a lot of the violence, we have to change the energy in the environment by picking up the trash, creating beauty. When you create beauty, you're saying, I am worthy of beauty. So what we're facing is an energetic struggle based on what we believe about ourselves and our worthiness to live in a place of peace. This is why they don't give knives and forks to people who are in the prison.
Mm.
Now, knives and forks are used to eat your food and enjoy your food. But if in your mind you are living in a place of violence and danger, then everything you see, you figure out how to weaponize it. How can I make a weapon out of this to defend myself? So you can't have what other people see as tools and use as tools because your mind is based in fear of attack.
Mm.
If we want to keep ourselves safe, we have to change the energy of our thoughts and beliefs about others. As Viada made the statement, children don't believe these things. They don't believe somebody's better than someone else and you know, this color people are better than those color people, this height, this weight, this gender. They don't have any of those beliefs. That's why you can see children before they've been indoctrinated with incorrect adult thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
They'll play with all the children in the playground
mm-hmm.
and have fun
mm-hmm.
and laugh, and they don't care what you look like. They just want to have fun. They're purest sense, and that's what the human spirit is in its purest sense before we get distorted by misteaching.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can go back to that stage where we're not looking at anybody as an enemy, we're looking at them as a friend who we can have fun
mm-hmm.
with,
mm-hmm.
that changes the whole dynamics of everything. Now just think of throughout the world, instead of looking at people as somebody's going to come and take my stuff, I got to get a weapon.
Right.
You look at them as, oh, someone interesting. I can enjoy. I can get to know. I can have fun with. Then it changes your interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of you looking for something you can use as a weapon to defend yourself against an enemy, you're looking to get to know someone and find out some things that they know and share information and have fun together and enjoy life together. Enjoy this beautiful planet we've been given for free to live on. It's a change of thought. So I understand what Mommy Z and Pianki were saying in terms of, well, what about these people who believe this and what about them attacking us? We have the opportunity to develop a higher science of mind.
Mm.
Change the energy that supports that fear-based system of I must be a weapon. Because when we change the energy, then that will not exist because there's nothing to support it. There's nothing to uphold it. There's nothing to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
We can change the energy. And that is the most powerful thing we can do. As it's been said, change the environment we live in. Choose to take the power to change the environment. Don't say, well, the city, they ain't clean up our trash. And so you walk past and you let the trash sit there in the place where you live, saying, projecting the energy of, I am not worthy of beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you project that energy, you also attract all the other energies that come with that.
Mm.
Who are not worthy of beauty, are not worthy of love, are not worthy of respect. So change the energy. And then you will see the behavior change.
Mm.
Because we're all responding to the energy of our environment. You can walk towards someone with a frown, and you can walk toward them with a smile. Depending on what you project is what you're going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking at them as, this is my enemy, let me keep my hand in my pocket like I got a weapon so that they'll be afraid,
mm-hmm.
well, then you're going to attract that response from them of, this is a person that I should fear. Maybe I should pull out my weapon first.
Okay.
But if you, hey, how you doing? Well, good morning. Nice day today, isn't it? You change the energy. And this is something that I practice. Like if I get stopped by a police officer, I've done this several times.
Oh,
you.
Yep.
If I speak to you as if you're my friend and you mean me good and you're looking out for my well-being, and if I speak of things that we're having in common, yeah, it's rain out here. It's kind of rough, isn't it? Yeah, when you get up for it, you're about done with your shift. Yeah, I mean, just talk to people. If you speak to them as if they are human, they'll remember that they are human, and they'll respond to you as if you're human as well. It does work. But if, in my thoughts, oh, this racist white cop is probably going to try to find something to harass me for, and so I'm already projecting anger, fear, and he's responding to my energy. Oh, ma'am, can you step out of the car? You open the trunk? You know,
mm-hmm.
you create that with the energy that you project, believing that this is your enemy. Sometimes they are believing negative things about you. So you have to meet a lower energy with a higher energy.
Mm.
But the higher energy always dominates.
Always.
So if you want to reduce the hate, you must have more love. And that means you have to undo a belief that people are your enemy. No one is your enemy. But everybody is operating at different levels of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are on those lower levels where they are fearful, and they believe that you're going to hurt them. They believe you're a criminal. All of that. That's where they are in their consciousness. That's where they are. That's where they're vibrating. That's their energy. You have to meet them with a higher energy. Treat them with love and joy and respect, even when they're down here. When you're up here, you're going to raise their level. That's how it works. So we're here on Earth to master this energetic system. And the most powerful energy is the energy of creation, which is the energy of love. That is what creates. When you use energy other than that, then you miscreate. You miscreate an environment where people are afraid of each other. And instead of sharing, they're trying to figure out how they can keep somebody from their stuff, or because they're fearing that someone won't share, then they figure out how they can take somebody's stuff. That's what we have miscreated. When in fact, there's nothing keeping us from sharing everything we have and everyone having what they need and no one having to steal from anyone. Nothing is stopping us at all except our incorrect thoughts, which create the negative energy that makes us believe we have to have weapons against each other. So this is the challenge that we have, being able to see things differently so that we can create a different energy than what exists right now. Maika mentioned something about the whole white supremacist idea, and you do have people, again, fear-based thinking. These people who look differently are our enemies. They might hurt us, so we have to make sure we keep control over them. That's their incorrect belief system. But it has no power over you unless you give it power. It doesn't matter what you think about me. You can't change the reality of who I am. You can't change anything about me. I don't care how hard you think it. And I have the power to ignore you if your behavior is inappropriate. I have the power to choose not to even be in your presence if your behavior is inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to experience any of your beliefs about me or yourself. I don't have to even experience that. And if I don't experience it, it doesn't exist. So it has no effect. If we focus on something, we give it power. So if I keep focusing on the fact that you think you're better than me and you think you're smarter than me, then I'm giving that thought power. Why would I do that when I can simply ignore your behavior, your attitude, or I can meet it with higher energy. I can show you love, kindness, respect. Even if you're in your mind thinking, this that woman, she's so ignorant, it doesn't matter what you're thinking. I know what I am. I know that I am an expression of divine creation, and you can't change that reality. I don't care how prejudiced you are, how mean you are, how rude you are. You cannot change the reality of who I am,
mm-hmm.
because I know who I am. And this is what we can teach our children, as Viola was saying, when you see children, if you teach them principles that are based in the truth that all of us are expressions of divine creation, then they're immune to the sickness of incorrect thoughts about someone being better or superior to somebody. They're immune to that because they've already been taught who and what they are, and nobody can change that. So that's the most powerful thing we can do, teach the truth, because that is what's supported by the power that has created the universe. So we don't have to live in fear of other people's ignorance by going out and getting instruments that we intend to use as weapons of killing or destruction or harm. We just need to change the energy. And when we take the power that we already have to do that, we will see a change in the behavior of the people around us. It really is that simple, but it really does take some deprogramming of yourself. Society is based in keeping you in a state of fear. So you have to undo that inside yourself so you can change your own energy. We are powerful people. We just need to know it.
More powerful than we will ever know. Because
yes.
We refuse to take the time, spend some quiet time like we do on the breathing in the morning.
Yes.
And for self-development. We let everything out there control what goes on in here. And it's the complete opposite. It should be the other way around. Everything in here controls what goes on out there.
Yes.
From
within. Everything starts within you. It's what you believe about your environment. It's the same thing with a knife and a fork.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can look at a knife and a fork and I think, oh, I can use this to eat my food. And someone else looks at a knife and a fork and think, oh, I can use this. If somebody comes at me, I can stab them. You know, everything, it starts from within inside of you. So the world is changing. And it's changing because more people are raising their consciousness and their awareness and their understanding. And it's changing to a place where the negative energy will no longer exist. And so people who are still holding on to that, they're having a difficult time because they don't know how else to live other than to live in fear. So those of us who know have to constantly demonstrate what it looks like to live in a state of peace, a state of well-being as a way of life. We have to demonstrate that so they can see what it looks like. It's just like we talk about in your home. If your children see parents who are loving and kind to each other, they know what that looks like, so they know how to reproduce that. But if they see parents that fight and argue and threaten each other, beat each other up or cuss each other out, then
what they
that's
gonna do?
What they know. So even though they don't like that, if that's all you know, that's all you can reproduce until someone shows you something different. You have to see it to be it. And that's our goal, is to show those who are operating at that low level what a higher level looks like. What does it look like when you speak to everybody kindly? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? We have to demonstrate that for those. When someone comes at you with rudeness, and you're like, well, I'm going to give it back to you so you know how it feels because you hurt me, someone hurt you back. No. I'm going to show you what it looks like and sounds like and feels like to be kind.
That's why you have to be very mindful.
I'm going to have help you mirror me.
That's why we have to be very mindful of what we allow our eyes to see, or be very conscious of that, because what you see and hear is recorded in the brain, and whether you recognize it or not, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years later, you are acting out something that you learned with your eyes, and it was recorded in your subconscious. How do I know? Let me give you a private example. I didn't realize until I was married, maybe about 5 years into the marriage, and the only sample of a marriage, because I never saw it in my family, so the only sample of a marriage that I saw was an alcoholic wife and an alcoholic husband, where she used to beat her husband. And I picked up those habits, and I don't drink. I picked up those habits, you know, just lovingly, you know, I pop him upside the head or... He looked at me one day and he's like, did you just hit me? And I was like... So I had to ask myself, where did that come from? Why are you hitting this man? That was the model that I saw when I was 7 years old. So I didn't see any loving and hugging and kissing. I saw, go sit yourself down, you know, cursing and things. I'm like, ooh, that's not what I want in this marriage. So I had to rethink myself. I was like, I do not want to be the abusive wife. You don't want to be abusive to anybody.
So, you know, I can't say anything because I experienced my violent temper, and I didn't realize it was there and that I had learned it until it manifested. And my husband, who was 6'4", taller than me, would always remind me that I am the one in that marriage that was abusive.
Ooh.
I had to really...
Really?
So this when I speak of peace and everything, this took work.
Oh, wow.
A lot of work, a lot of undoing of anger and getting to the root of the anger. So this is a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. It's like any transformation that you make, it takes time and effort and work.
Yes.
And you have to be honest with yourself and know that you need work first. So that's how you can have compassion for people who are where you used to be.
Right.
To create what they are. But just as you were able to undo that which was put inside of you, they can do the same.
Yes.
That's why we have compassion for people. That's why we respond with love and compassion instead of vengeance. I'm going to hurt you the way you hurt me. Well, someone's already hurt them. That's why they're hurting other people. So to respond with more pain is not going to help. It's just going to create a reaction of pain. And so the cycle never stops. You have to stop it. Forgiveness is what stops that cycle of pain back and forth. I'm going to hurt you, and you hurt me, and I hurt you back, and you hurt me back. You have to stop it.
Yep.
So this hostility that we have, for those who have treated us badly, whether it's for reasons of their perception or you're a different race of person than I am and you're my natural enemy, whatever's in their mind, we have to stop it. Like, we have to stop
we have to, those who are aware and conscious on both sides, have to demonstrate what a loving relationship looks like. And I think, again, what Beata said, look at how children are. That's where we need to get back to, where we don't have any negative beliefs about other people because we think they look differently or whatever ridiculous reason, or they have a different belief, or they dress different, or they speak in a different language, whatever thing it is that makes us think somebody else is an enemy we need to fear and have weapons against. We have to change that thought and stop reacting to that wrong thought. And then we will see the change. I mean, how many people, matter of fact, I think, was it last week's show or one of those shows, my co-host Kareem and me was discussing how some people were coming, and he had, you know, friends coming, I think, from Afghanistan, I think, you know, because some people trying to get out of the, you know, war-torn place and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So some Afghanistan people were coming and seeking refuge, and he mentioned that, and one of his friends said, oh, the people are coming here bombing up everything. You know, all right, you're not welcome here. You're going to come here bringing that violence. No, they're coming to escape the violence. They're just people. But if you have that thought in your mind that people from a certain place are violent, or we got to arm ourselves, what enemy is coming? You know, these are people, individuals that are trying to escape a traumatic situation. And the way to receive them is with love, with kindness, with compassion. It's like if somebody move out of the project and they want to move into a house. And, you know, I've observed that in my own neighborhood. You know, somebody may be coming out of, you know, a economically distressed environment, and they want to come into a new neighborhood. All those ghetto people come in, they're going to come in with all that crime and drug use, and we got to, you know, protect ourselves. No, these are just families that are trying to escape economic distress. Welcome them with love. It's the same attitude, believing something about somebody because they come from someplace else, you think they look somewhere else, maybe they act a little differently because they're responding to the distress that they have lived under. But you can show them what it looks like to live in a place where people welcome you, they share with you, they encourage you. What does that look like? As opposed to showing them what it looks like to be in fear of them and look and treat them as if they're an enemy. We have to stop the cycle. And we can do that if we choose to do it. And when we choose to do it, we'll reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm. Brother Kwame, Sunhorse from Georgia is on the line. Brother Kwame, your mic is open. Do you want to comment?
Yes, and assalamu alaikum, Sister Naima.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, and you brought up an excellent point, and I thought you were going to go on farther, because each generation, and generation is a word specifically, because what energy is generated, and what energy is generated is because this planet is not in the same place that it was. This is why when you do your astrological chart, you will get, each person will get a different alignment of the planets on the year and the day you came onto the earth. And so that means is that everything is constantly in motion. And the energy that this planet creates is by the different places that we are in our galaxy. And the planets in our solar system, just like the moon every 28 days becomes full and then it goes dark, it creates an energy to where even that the police force and the hospitals put on extra staff when a full moon is to appear, because they know the energy of the human is going to shift.
Wow.
So what we're looking at is that we have to begin to understand our astral me. The astral you, I'm a cosmic seed. I'm a cosmic seed. This is how I learned to identify myself. And that I came from that which I look up at night and see. And I just came and formulated a body of energy through divine grace and love to come and see myself in this existence of what's been created. So what we're looking at is now even from a baby boomer now, our generation was 20 to 30 years. Millennials and the alpha generations that are coming are only 14 years. They've cut it in half because the energy has picked up. We're in a different place in the galaxy, and we're seeing the shift that's happening in our solar system and in our inner system. Our universe is changing. These children are coming up with knowledge of technology created by the silicon from the crystalline energy that we are now, as we were carbon-based. And so now we're seeing a greater shift in being receptivity and change. And, yes, we are to learn from the children, because I'll take my cell phone to my grandchild and say, hey, look, I can't get this app to work. Show me how to do this. Because they know they can do it just like breathing, because that's their energy. Their energy is that, but it's dangerous, because the thing that happened for us is we got release of dopamine by touching things that we had when we were in the baby boomers, and Generation X was kind of that released the dopamine into our brains. That's why we had so many alcoholics, addicts, and things, because we substituted for the release of energy. Now these children are smartphone addicted. They are addicted to phones that is releasing the same hormones that was given, that should be naturally released. They're now being given through AI. And so what we're fighting now is AI and DI, divine intelligence against artificial intelligence. This is our challenge.
Oh, wow. Never looked at it like that. Divine intelligence versus artificial intelligence. Divine always wins, but doesn't look like we're winning right now, does it?
This is why we have to always tell the victory stories, the transformation stories. If the one telling the story is the only voice you hear, and they're intention is to make you feel like you're losing, then you will act as one who is losing. I believe it was my father that was telling me about what was happening in World War II, a lot of the battles that were being lost, but they didn't report it because the morale of the soldiers would go down. If you believe you're losing a war, then you will not have the courage to continue in battle. You have to believe that you are winning in order for you to win. And this is something that is understood even in the art of warfare. It's what you believe. And if you believe you're outnumbered, if you believe you're losing, if you believe it's hopeless, then you lay down your arms and stop fighting. So this is why we, in having this very powerful medium of the internet and the capacity to project what we see as reality, must continue to report that we are winning. And that becomes the reality, because that becomes the belief. And we are winning, of course. There's only one power. There's not God and the devil. There's only one power, and that is God, the creator, the loving creator of the universe.
I would like
to... And there are those who are operating at different levels of awareness. But there is no power that can overcome the power that created the universe. So, yes, we are winning, and we will always win. But we have to know that, and we have to choose, as being on the winning side, to assert the thought, the belief, and the behavior that comes with living in love and peace. So that those who are operating at that lower level of consciousness, the belief of fear, and the belief that they must attack, and the belief that others are to be feared as enemies, we must demonstrate what it's like to live in a place of peace. Because that's what exists everywhere else in the universe. And we on planet Earth need to learn that
so that we can experience the joy that others are already experiencing. It's just like when you have to put a child in a timeout because they keep picking fights with other children. But there's a whole playground of children outside having fun and, you know, on the swings and the slides and throwing a ball. They're just having a great time. But this child that can't stop fighting can't enjoy any of that until they can choose to be in harmony. Well, this is what Earth is. We are choosing to keep fighting, so we're not enjoying all the wonderful things out in the universe that all the other beings who are living in peace with each other are enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we choose to stop fighting, then we can go out and play with everybody else.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the reality.
All about choices.
Yeah.
It's all about choices. And speaking of choices, I want to go back to just a moment what Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia talked about when he said artificial intelligence versus divine intelligence. Now, we have within us something that cannot be manufactured by a computer, and that's what they're trying to. That's what they've done, and it's artificial intelligence, AI. And this is a billion-dollar industry, and our children are hooked. Yes, they are. But I had a conversation this past weekend with Rafiki Kai, the digital doctor. He's been in that digital space for over 30 years now, and I'm still learning. And we had a conversation, and I want to share that conversation because our children are stuck to their phones. A lot of adults are stuck to their phones, too. I know I have to consciously turn my phone off at night. Don't sleep with it on. When I come in the house, leave it as far away from me as possible because it is addictive. Now, the question is, now that you know this information, what will you do with it? And will you do something with it that will benefit to you? Because 9 times out of 10, I had over 150 apps on my phone, and I may use a dozen of them. You know, everything from, let me look, on Zelle, Cash App, Photos, the App Store, YouTube, Chrome, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, all of those. Now, all of those apps that we download on our computer or on our cell phone every single day, they are taking information about us. Name, address, phone number, zip, height, weight, what we eat, where we shop. Everything we do, and we gave that permission away. What? Did I do that? Yes, you did. When you downloaded the app, there was probably a 5 to 15 page something that you needed to read, and nobody reads it. Nobody has time. Nobody wants to take the time. Well, in that...
I confirm. I agree. You know,
yeah, just give me what I need. I need that Snoop Dogg ringtone or Nicki Minaj, whatever. I need that ringtone, so yeah, go ahead and take my information. So everywhere you go, you are being tracked. You ever wonder why you go on the computer? Just say you're looking for some dog collar or something, or you're looking for a pair of pants or some jewelry. When you go on your computer, that information is being recorded with cookies. Now, you know, not the kind of cookies we like Fig Newtons and chocolate chips, but it's an electronic cookie. And that cookie is packaged in a way that it is sold to other businesses that can benefit from your information. Like the person you're looking to buy a computer, then they would sell that to Dell or Microsoft or Apple. This is happening to the tune of $25 billion. Can someone say with me, B for billion? This information is being tracked. And there will soon be an app that pays you, the consumer. You need to get in on that $25 billion that they're making off of you. So it's going to pay you, the consumer, and pays you for sharing that information with your network that will help you get paid to create that data. There's an app. There's a brother on the south side of Chicago. I forgot his name. His last name is Harris. And that data that is being collected, guess what? That data is available, and it's available for you
to take advantage of. So what I want to do is share with you this video that a conversation that we had just this past weekend. And Brother Rafiki Kai is the digital doctor. And I just want to share with you some of the things that we said. So,
right, Pastor. And when the world is not ready for it, they will just sit back and judge. Not do the work, the homework, the research, to see if what the information that they're being given is legit, possible, futuristic. It's just like, man, I'm going to chill on this. While you're chilling, they still making money off of you, and you wonder why the world is the way it is today. Also, something you said that was very important, you used the word trust. I am not a very trusting person until you show me something different. Because I have been approached, as many people have, with ideas and opportunities that they sound good up front, but the bottom line is everybody's making money but you, the person coming into the fold. And with this project, it appears to me, correct me if I'm wrong, that this is for the entire village.
Anyone with a cell phone, 16 years old and older. That's a lot of people.
That's
a leaders of projects, leaders of nonprofits, take note.
Yes.
16 years and older. If you have high school youth in your congregation, college students in your congregation, this could be their fundraising assignment. This could be how they like really help them contribute, because they're digital natives, right? Like loads of apps and telling people, like, you know, that's playing. That ain't nothing, right?
Yeah.
And so it's an opportunity for all generations. Like, you have like however many, 150 on your phone, right? So your generation, your and my generation, all the way down to 16, it's for the entire village. And get this, this is going to blow your mind. Right now, this app is going to be available only in the United States, right? So for my diasporan people who may be listening to this video, a couple of things. Tapestry will be global, no doubt. Tapestry will go global by the first of the year, probably to all the English-speaking countries. But my diasporan people, listen to me. There are already people from around the world who are joining in on this opportunity to market it in America to other Americans, some of whom they may know, some of whom they will meet virtually, to make money off of this opportunity, though they're sitting halfway across the world.
Wow.
So if you're going to let people halfway across the world, right, tap into an opportunity that is sitting in your, like, in your lap, in your yard, then take note. So if you have family, friends, extended families, Senegal, Ghana, Nigeria, Guinea-Bissau, right, you know, like Latin America, they can't do it in their country yet,
but
they
coming.
Can do it virtually in this country and make spread people, right?
So that is the rest of that video. It's an hour and a half long, hour and 10 minutes long or something like that. That information is available on my blog, which is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And as you can see right there, the Tapestry is an app that is developed by a brother on the south side of Chicago. He wants people, the consumers that are being taken advantage of every single day, and that's everybody with a cell phone, that they can earn money. Part of this $25 billion, and the money is growing every day. So that all that video is available on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. So please go there and check it out. You cannot say that you did not know, because you do know, and the information is there. So take advantage of it, and just tell everybody you know that you heard it right here on the Higher Learning Network. And that information will be available on higherlearningnetwork.org as well. So I want to thank you for taking the time out of your very busy schedule. And even though if you're chilling and laxing and relaxing this Labor Day weekend, just know that you're loved, you're appreciated, you're cared for. We appreciate you watching this broadcast and sharing this broadcast, because what you are doing, somebody's watching you, and they're waiting on you to do your very best and to be your very best. And you can help them make some money, too. Child, please, they will love you for life, and you will love you, too. So can't say you didn't know, because you learned it right here on Monday Morning Mindfulness. As we conclude with the after show, be sure and tune in tomorrow. Let's talk about, self-care with Jody Susan of Susan Essentials. She'll be joining us with awesome guests, as she always does. And what can we expect on Wednesday, Naima?
Well, we have, of course, another author that we're going to be talking to and giving an opportunity to discuss what it's like to be a black man in America and overcoming some of the beliefs that we talked about earlier, the fear, the stress. The title of the book is Living While Black.
Authors
in Minority. And we want to encourage all who have felt the stress of being in an environment where some people are unkind to get out of victim mode. Get out of their thoughts. What are doing something to you that you must defend yourself against? Because everything, as we said, it starts from inside of yourself. And if you see the world differently, you will experience it differently. And it'll be the same things will exist, but you will create a different experience. It's just like we talked about the cell phone. Now, there are people who are afraid because they know that this is a tracking device, and they know that you know, electronically, we've got a generation that's hooked on this. But then also, there are those of us who do regular programs in which we're sharing information and higher consciousness and all of these things that are making the world better. And we want people to tune in to us on their cell phone, because we're communicating to the world through these devices. So this is our friend, and we're not afraid of it. It's the same tool, but it's a matter of how you see it. So we want people who have been afraid and living in fear to see things differently, and then they'll create a different reality for themselves. So we'll be talking about that on Wednesday, and we look forward to every day of the week where you can enjoy the Female Solution Global Radio TV show.
And then on Thursday, we have our latest addition to the family, Soulful Solution with Dr. Debbie. And on Friday, Health and Wellness with Viata. And on Saturdays, you know, we're on 12 noon, not 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
12 noon until 2 p.m. First Saturday is Nonviolent Communication with...
First Saturday, Strategies with Shana. We had you got to go back in the archives to the last... Saturday show.
Yes.
Very powerful show.
Yes.
Nigeria, an organization that helps women deal with domestic violence and overcoming. Such a powerful show. Definitely go back in the archives and
please.
It was dynamic.
Please go back. Please go back and hear that. You will be so glad you did. There, you know what just dawned on me? You know what just dawned on me, Naima, listening to that show? Is that the whole matriarchal system, how can I say this without offending the male energy? Those who are above that kind of thinking will get this. they will understand, overstand, is that this system was set up under fear. That's what came to me. Because if the male energy believes that the female energy is a threat, we got to smack them upside the head. We got to beat them.
That is why. That is why they created this whole control out of fear.
Out of fear.
I mean, you talk about what fear energy creates. It creates a cycle of attack, defense. Fear-based beliefs can never produce peace. You can't say, well, if I can just dominate you, if I can just have stronger weapons to you, if I can just suppress you, then I'll have peace. No, you will never have peace because you're going to have a reaction to the dominance and the oppression, and you're creating fear in the other person, and then they feel like they must defend themselves against attack. That's why our relationship between male and female cannot be peaceful until we remove that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's removing the dominant submissive relationship because it's based in fear. You hit the nail on the head.
So I am just grateful to be aware that thought is no longer a dominant force, and that the male species is waking up slowly but surely, and they are stepping out and forcing, no, we cannot beat women into submission. They need to be in clergy. They need to be in politics. They need to be wherever they need to be in order to make this world a peaceful place to be. Because, as you said, fear-based beliefs, we can never have peace, and we are no longer living in fear. Okay. So that's the first Saturday. Second Saturday is...
Wendy is coming back. Attorney Wendy Williams is
Wendy
coming
Williams.
Back. Relationship, yes. Wendy Williams. And she, of course, is speaking to help couples before they get together and form disastrous relationships.
Yes.
By helping people realize when they, because of unhealed emotions, whatever their situation may be, are really unfit to be in a relationship.
Yes.
So get yourself fit first before you try to hook up with somebody else. You can't be a healthy partner if you are unhealthy. So she assists people in recognizing when they or the other person is unfit, so that when we form relationships, they can be good, long-lasting relationships. So that's Wendy Williams Deloach. I'm sorry. Deloach.
Wendy Williams, no Deloach. Yes.
Wendy Williams, Esquire, on relationships. Second Saturday. Third Saturday, we're traveling, moving around. We're going to move around with Deborah, and she gives us great tips on how to prepare to go someplace else and enjoy it. And as we prepare to get past this pandemic and reconnect with our global family through travel, we need to understand and learn some things so that we can have a good travel experience. And so we enjoy our third Saturday show, Move Around with Deborah. And then the fourth Saturday, we got an elder sister that is giving that ancient wisdom.
TheBomb.com.
Absolutely, and you want to tune into Wisdom with Mama D.
She always
knows you got to love souls into shape.
Mama LD.
I don't put them into shape, they'll get bent out of shape.
And we don't want anybody bent out of shape, so be sure and tune in all week long and on the weekends from 12 noon Central Standard Time until 2 p.m.
Absolutely, and it's Sunday. It's come on back for Soul Perfect Healing
with Vianna. And we are...
Everything starts
7
p.m. to 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, the interesting thing about time is that the only time really is now. But, of course, as we project our live shows in real time, we want you to know what time zone it is for whatever show you're watching. So we've got shows coming out of London, which is on GMT time, which is 6 hours ahead of Central Time and 5 hours ahead of Eastern Time. So whatever time it is, we want you to tune in and join us live. And if you're not able to do that, we want you to go back in the archives and listen. and share the shows because we're sharing wisdom with our global family.
Mm-hmm.
We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be.
And the way it will be as long as you participate and know and do your responsibility. We thank you so much for joining us here today as we leave you with the promo for the Female Solution. Be sure and go to and join the Tapestry, the new app that allows you to earn money as well. And all of that information is available on my blog, so be sure and check it out. That is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And you can stop giving away your money, too, because it's yours, you worked hard for it, and you should be the one to benefit from it. And as they say in many other languages, sayonara. And here we go with the Female Solution. Thanks for watching.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Kusan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Karina Mee. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
That's all, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning on Self-Care with Jody Susan. Make it a great day, and thank you so much for watching. Love, peace, and hair grease. I got to go do the How You Learn a Hip Roll. Bye, y'all. Make it a great day, and thanks for watching. Love, peace, and hair grease. Hello. Alrighty now. We are over and out. Alright, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Alright, now I got Amadila. Amadila said, what the hell is y'all doing on here this morning? Yeah.
I'm good.
How you doing?
I've come to expect the unexpected.
Okay.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, good. I'm trying to take out all this other stuff so we can see. Yeah, we have our 10 o'clock meeting every Monday morning right after the show. I said that's the best time to do it because otherwise I forget. Okay.
Yeah.
So I will chat with you later, my sister.
All right.
Oh, and there comes somebody.
So good seeing you.
Good seeing you.
All right.
Enjoy
all right. Have a good day, sis. Get rid of that one, too. What you working on? Good morning. How you doing? How about that?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I am
trying to remove something here.
I've got two more sets of shows that I'm waiting to upload as soon as they get the vibe out of there that I put in there. So, those two next sets, and then Lionel's DVDs. I'm gonna do today's show and then the one from last month and get those to him this week. So.
Oh wow. Okay. Good. Please do that.
I talked to him this weekend and we made arrangements to get together. So.
Okay. Good. All right. Fred just sent me a text. Unexpected death in family. So he's not on here today.
Yeah, I just heard about that, too. I was so shocked. I think his wife's sister passed away.
Was it on the news or something like that?
Nah, I work with the ministry that they had. And my partner was just telling me that they found her dead in her home. She just passed out.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was this weekend, so they still haven't determined the cause of death.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we all got to go. Okay, so let me cut the switchboard off, too, because people can hear us. I forgot. Name was over there. Girl, you got to cut the switchboard off, because they will sit there and listen to you the whole time you're talking. Okay, how do I online? Oh, end the call.